We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elubadebo. Be revived.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Provegede la brigade no profana gadia brodegedesia. Brigade la gadino breast of Venahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For even I've had your prayers. Even that which you've been longing for. Even that which you've been longing for. For yes, I've answered. Even yes, I've answered. Even yes, I've answered. Even yes, I've answered. For you will see. Even you will see. You will see even you've been heaved up. Even you've been heaved up. Even you've been heaved up even for you to see clearer. Even for you to see better. Even for you to see even things majestic, even in His increasing purity, even in His increasing purity. Oh, previno telia bregatele catesia na citizavani hala bruno seven high. Embruste veregatene tesia leberia suselebreni sivonosa city. He's in a city. I've given you even a seat to sit, even among princes. For even that which I have brought even upon you, is that which is to take a seat. Even that which is to take seat is a seat to take seat. Oh, is a seat in the spirit where you ought to sit. Is a seat in the spirit where you ought to sit. Even to see from height. Is a seating. I bring you up to sit. Even to sit. For I want you to minister from the seat. Even in the seat. I want you to minister from that seat. Even from that exalted seat. It's a ministry of mercy. For I've even put upon you portions of your Father. For you to come sit, even to sit to minister. For in your ministration, you will take over the city. So I say, speak. Even speak, my servant, for you've been called to sit. You've been called to sit. It's the seat of authority. Speak from that seat. And spirit will come trembling, saith the Lord.
Can we all say amen?
Amen.
All right, you're all welcome this evening. We thank God for God granting us another opportunity to learn at the feet of Jesus. I'm also grateful for last weekend's outpouring of the Spirit, great blessing. And Baba's blessing was a huge success in the Spirit. You don't measure the success of a meeting by physical attendance, but by the quantity of lines that was given and understanding, the level of utterance, the level of entrance, much confirmation. So you know that the ministry of God's servant was strengthening the work, and there was a lot of confirmation by the grace and mercy of God that the work is gaining a whole lot of ascendancy in the Spirit. Can we all say amen? Amen. So we are grateful for God's servant and the grace of the Lord Jesus that was magnified through his ministry this last weekend. We believe that new things has been installed in our lives. Amen. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
All right, so, what I saw was that Baba's blessing was just more of ministering according to the order of the word that was already ongoing in the Spirit in the house. What he just did was to take us further, open our eyes to see the next level that the Lord wants us to journey to as a people. And so I just want to admonish us that we need to pay more attention in this season. There's so much that the Lord will be saying to us, and we need to pay a lot of attention. We should not be familiar with the word, neither should we be familiar with the vessels that bring the word. The Lord will grant you understanding in these things. Okay, let's see 1 John chapter 3. All right, let me see. Before I do chapter 3, let's see 1 John chapter 5 from verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. We know. So this was the last. This was like the last chapter, and you know the ending verses. So John saying that we know that the Son of God is come. Now, how we know the Son of God is come is because of the revelation of his light. All right, the revelation of his light, the unveiling of the true light. That John said in 1 John chapter 2, he says, the true light now shineth. All right? So the true light is the light of the way of the true God. Let me say that again. The true light is what? The light of the way of the true God. So you will know that the intention behind this epistle was to bring the churches into knowing him that is true. Can we say knowing him that is true? Let's say that one more time. So you can be a servant in the everlasting dominion, but you have not come to know him that is true. Meaning your service has not come into fullness, you know, or you have not reached the climax of your service. Amen. On your knowing of God. So the Son of God has seasons of appearing. What did I say? Now this Son of God is our Lord Jesus Christ in the capacity of the high priest of the New Testament. So the high priestly ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ is the consistent unveiling of the life in the Father. So, Jesus will keep appearing until the revelation of his Father's life is full in us. He will keep appearing. So Jesus has been appearing to these churches before now. But now, he is appearing to unveil the way of the true God. Can we say amen? Amen. I can't hear you. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says, so we know the Son of God is come. So we know. So we can know based on the revelation of truth that is appearing. That's how you know. And you must be able to measure visitation of the Son of God is by the understanding that he brings. You know, in those days when we were much younger in the faith, you measure visitation by miracles and healings and supernatural encounters. And those things are beautiful. They are wonderful. However, as we are journeying more towards knowing God and to come into fullness of his life, the metrics of measuring visitations are different. Now, how we know that the Son of God is come, that coming is also appearing or revelation. What did I say that coming is? So this is also the revelation of the Son of God. The appearing of the Son of God. Now, how we know is by the understanding. Can we say understanding? So understanding there is the visitation of the Son of God. To bring you into knowing a person. Alright? So, now, John said that in chapter 5. So, you know that there is a journey. Thank God we stood on the epistles of John well throughout last year. We're still going to build on them. I'll be dovetailing a lot into the book of Revelation and be dovetailing back into the epistles. Can we say amen? Amen. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So we know because of the understanding and understanding. Now, what is this understanding? It's an understanding that we may know him. So this understanding is not just knowledge, it's a knowing.
Yeah.
It's not just knowledge, it's a knowing. It is an understanding of a way. So the Son of God is coming with visitation of understanding to know him. I like the word, to know him. Not to know it. To know him that is true. Can we say him that is true? Take me to 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 9. Let me build my teaching gradually before I move into the book of Revelation. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I can hear you say amen.
Amen.
So it says, for they themselves show us that what manner of what? Entering in we had unto you and how we turned to God from idols. I will turn to God from idols to serve what? The living and the true God. So this is everlasting service. So everlasting service is serving the living and what? The true God. What did I say? So we have the tabernacle is a journey of service. All right? It is a calibration of service from the outer court into the most holy, a service manual or service calibration. So our walk is our service. What did I say? We are not talking about. What did I say? Now, our service is how we are built. So your walk is what measures your building up. Your walk is what measures your building up. And your service is tied to your building. Your service. Now, when I'm talking about service here, I'm not talking about coming to church service. I'm talking about your walk of obedience to God. That's your service. You're doing the will. When you are doing will, you are serving God. What did I say? We saw that in Romans chapter, is it 12? All right. So that's why you know that service are in calibrations based on the access to will. So that means will is a prophetic manual for service. What did I say the will is? I'm not getting enough response. So your service is tied to the revelation of the will that you are what? You have access to. And the will of God is unfolding. So through priestly sight, Paul was able to divide them. The purpose of division is to calibrate service. All right? So he said, I beseech you by the, therefore by the brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable, what? Unto God. Which is what? So all those who are holy, acceptable, they are a measurement of service. Can we say amen? Amen. So there is an holy service. There is an acceptable service. Paul called it your reasonable service. What does it mean to say reasonable? What's another word for reasonable service? Can you see Paul there? He said, called reasonable service. So until you enter the court, you can't offer reasonable service. Until you enter courts. So service begins in the court. Meanwhile, you have been journeying from Goshen. You're going from Goshen, you go to the Red Sea. Now service did not begin out there, but you have been journeying. Can we say amen? You journey a little bit in the wilderness, then they now move you into the courts. Now, in the temple of Solomon, there's a court of the Gentiles. Service is not there. That's why they call it the court of the Gentiles. Service begins when you move into the inner courts, which are the courts of the Levites. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So, when we look at this, many children of God have not begun service yet. Because the manual for service has not been taught to them. Oh my God, dear Tebeno, Sibaka. Manual of service has not been taught. So you cannot serve if the manual has not been revealed. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
May the Lord raise more teaching priests in the church.
Amen.
Because it's very important that manual for service is taught in churches. Many children of God are baking bricks for Babylon. They are baking bricks. What does it mean? People are laboring, but they are not rendering service. Can we say amen?
Amen?
But it's the desire of our Lord Jesus for the children of God to come to know him.
Amen.
Can we all say amen?
Amen?
So we have holy and reasonable, acceptable service. So it is in the holy place that you come into acceptable service. Alright? So Paul called those two reasonable service. Reasonable service. Now look at the next verse. I'm going somewhere. Can we say amen? I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
All right. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is what? Good. That good, acceptable, and the perfect what? Will of God. So those are the calibration of service. So you cannot serve outside the will of God. What did I say? So the will of God are the manual for service, and they must be taught to the church. So good, acceptable, and perfect. So the sanctuary is for acceptable service. The first court is for good service. The most holy, which is what Paul called the book of Hebrews as the true tabernacle. I like the word true. It means it's supposed to make you true. So that which is true must have come to perfection. So the most holy or the true tabernacle is for perfect service. So that means that everlasting service is also perfect service. What did I say? You are not talking to me. Oh. Say it again. So, joining into the most holy is coming into the full perfection of serving God. I'm using the word service because I'm preparing you to enter the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation was written to servants. So, you are not a servant if you are not in service. And so, we need to know what service were they when the book was written. So, the book was a manual for service. Meanwhile, you know, you can see a lot in the book of Revelation. You can see a lot of things. You can see China there, Russia there. You can see Putin there. Some people are seeing Putin in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Putin, Trump. You can see all kinds of things. But the book of Revelation is a prophetic manual for everlasting service. Is to perfect service that is true. Let me say that again. The book of Revelation is a prophetic manual to perfect service that is true. I want you to note that true service. True service. So like I said, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, that we turn to God from idols to serve the living and the true God. The living and the true God. Let's see Jeremiah 10 verse 10. I'm going to take amen. I believe there's a new level of authority that has rested. So I'm going to take my time. Can we say amen? All right. Glory to God. So, but the Lord, He is the true God. So this is in a condescending manner. There's a prophet. Jeremiah is a prophet that has understanding into the divisions of God. All right? He had understanding to the divisions of God. He could see the divisions of the names of God. So, but the Lord, when you see Lord there, he's talking about the everlasting God. From Isaiah chapter 40, you see that the everlasting God, take me there, is the Lord. L-O-R-D, capital L-O-R-D. Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord. So when you see the Lord, it is referring to the everlasting God. Who is the what? Creator of the ends of the earth. It's not just the creator of the ends of the earth. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. Can we say amen? Amen. So like we have taught you that the everlasting God is the condescension of the eternal God into the space of creation for man to know God. So God must make himself known in the dominion of man. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the everlasting God is the Lord. All right? In the New Testament, you can call him the Father. He's the Father. So, the Lord is the true God. So you can see this in a condescension manner. Then he is the living God. So, that way you know that apostles did not build outside prophets. They didn't just... Apostles were not writing epistles by vision. Pastor Friday. They were scripture boys. They were not writing epistles by vision. You know, we have a lot of irregularities today. They were not writing, this is what I feel. No, they were not writing what they felt. Apostles were interpreting prophets. So they got foundation from prophets. So now we knew where Paul got this from. It's clear. It was not an idea. When he was dividing God or the Father as the living and the true God, we know that he got it from the prophets. He got it from Jeremiah, from Isaiah. Glory to God. He got it from Moses. The eternal God is our refuge. Underneath him are the everlasting arms. So the everlasting arms are the arms of the living and the true God. What did I say? Let's say that one more time. So you can see. Take me back to Jeremiah 10:10. Let me just build my thought. All right? So, but the Lord, he is the true God. He is the living God. And you can see, comma. Why do you all see? All those things are not. The Bible was written by a lot of precision. Maybe one day I will teach about how the Bible was written. It was written with a lot of precision. God knew that many detractors will come and want to twist things. So they wrote it in such a way to imprint his thoughts. God made sure his thoughts were well imprinted. So the Lord is the true God, comma. So meaning the true God is a name in God. Is a faculty in God. Yes. But the Lord, he is the true God. Comma, is the living God. So it means that, now this is a condition, you can know the Lord as the living God and not know him as what? The true God. Are you following me? Because he has names inside him. It is the one that he reveals to you that you have access to. So meaning your service will not be complete until you come into full light of all the names of God. So he's a living God. Then he's what? An everlasting king. Can we say amen? Amen. Everlasting kingdom. So they are telling you that you enter the everlasting kingdom first before you know the living God. Can you see? So the everlasting king is the everlasting kingdom. So the everlasting kingdom begins, gives you access into the living God. So truly, when you come into the everlasting dominion, you begin with the milk of that kingdom. So you can have access into the everlasting dominion and not still know the living God. It's not automatic. Can we say amen? Amen. Oh, you are not saying amen.
Amen.
Yes, you first have access to the milk. And that's why John did all those divisions. So like I've taught you before, in the epistle of 1 John, you had an everlasting procession from babes to little children to young men to fathers. That's why the little children are two. The first set of little children are actually babes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are what? These are those that have been cleansed from the sins of the sanctuary, and they have been born as babes into the everlasting dominion. Can we say amen?
Amen.
They are the babes of God. So, babes of God, they are already in the everlasting kingdom. Oh, my God, Gemini, Prabhat. Yet, they are already in the everlasting kingdom. Meaning they already have access to everlasting life. So everlasting life is in portions. There is everlasting life at milk level. Can we say amen?
Amen.
When you say life, ever say life.
Amen.
Come on, say it with me. Another word for life is understanding. Give me understanding and I will what? Live. So the understanding of milk in the everlasting kingdom gives a life that babes live by. So, but they have a measure of everlasting life, but at babes' level. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So, those are the ones that must now be moved to the next level. They will take milk that will gradually now coagulate into cheese. So, you now begin with butter. So, butter is the food for the next category of little children. Now, the first category of little children are called infants or babes. technion. That's what the Greek called it, technion. Infants or darlings. The next category is called paidon. They are called growing children. So it means you will take milk, then the milk will coagulate to cheese. It's good that we establish this since again. So you now say, I write to you little children, for you have known the Father. They are actually knowing the Father. Eh? Can we say amen? So the knowing of the living God starts with those next category of children. Oh, you didn't get what I said. So those are children of the living God. They are children. They are infants knowing the living God. Because now, the understanding is gradually maturing. Can we say amen?
Amen.
They are already beginning to take their own milk. It's already getting more solidified into butter. I don't know. Am I carrying everybody along? You know, at times God wants us to take it gradually. All right? So look at Isaiah chapter 7 verse 15. And Isaiah chapter 7 verse 22. Let me build my thought gradually. I'm showing you the journey into the everlasting service. Butter and honey shall he eat. So you know this is not talking about physical food. Can we say this is doctrine of everlasting service? What did I say it is? Or doctrine in the everlasting dominion. Alright? But an only shall eat that he may what? Know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Can we say amen? So that good is the living God. Let me stand a little bit. What did I say that good is? So that's the living God. So you will need to eat butter to choose the living God. Refuse the evil and choose the good. So that's the beginning of good. Now, the living God is also the living God. The light of the living God is not even one. That's why you hear every good and every perfect. So, even in the living God, there are seasons of learning. So, you begin with good, but there are other goods inside the living God. There are other goods for growing in understanding. Glory to God. So, you can say every good gift and every perfect. Every good and every perfect. So, you can see that. So, there are goodnesses in the living God. Can we say amen? Take me back to Isaiah. So you need milk to, and that's how it is. When milk begins to coagulate, then you begin to come into greater understanding. Then you can choose that which is good and refuse that which is evil. In the everlasting dominion is a dominion of the valley of the shadow of death. Because that is when you are dealing with the highest classes of spirits that are against the will of God. So there's no how. You have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death to enter, to reach the fullness. Because for every blessing in the everlasting dominion, there is a twisted version. So you have to do a walk through. You know, there's a way you quote this psalm, you think that maybe you are lost. So, you are lost. Maybe you are going to, you plan to go to Lagos, and then the bus takes you through Ijebu, and they were taking inside bush. And then you are not sure you are going to get to Lagos. And you say, oh, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art me, the Lord thy Son. No, this valley of the shadow of death is beside the path of glory. It is by the side of glory. So it is the evil that you must refuse. So meaning without eating, you will choose evil. Come on, God. What did I say? So your what helps your judgment for not choosing evil is the food that you ate. It's side by, it's just by the side, sir. Sons of God gathered in the book of Job. Satan gathered with them. And nobody was afraid. I said, hey, I bind you in Jesus' name. The blood. Nobody said blood. Hallelujah. When Satan gathered, I said, oh, yo, Yeshu. Okario, Kabo. So all those sons of God, none of them were even, they were even perturbed. It was just, this guy don't come again. May not create room for him. So you understand what I'm talking about here. So when you are on the path of everlasting service, there are tendencies of evil. You have arrangement of wicked spirits that you will have to walk over. And what will help you is what you are eating. That's why they prepared a table for you where? They are there, sir. So you have to eat while they are watching you. Oh, come and shout glory. So the food is eating to grant you judgment to choose good and refuse evil. Pastor, am I right, sir? Now look at verse 22. I just want to, today is just introduction. I don't know how far God will take us. Let's just list it well in your heart. So look at it. It says, and it shall come to pass for the abundance of milk. I like the abundance of milk. Abundance. So the way they feed, you know, even when you are feeding your babies, all of our nursing mothers, you know, you increase, if your baby's capacity increases as they grow. Capacity for milk. Am I right? You know, if maybe you express into those bottles, maybe you are doing 200 meals. Maybe the guy, when the first week of his birth, he was doing 100. But by the second month, the guy cannot do 100 again. And if you try to give him 200 at that first week, you can choke that child. So God also increases the milk as you grow. So they gradually increase the strength. What did I say? That's how God does. Even light. You know, because when you are moving from the holy place into the most holy, you are moving into the realm of the Shekinah glory. There is something controlling the light from the mercy seat to you. Because when you compare the light in the sanctuary to the light of the most holy, it's like crossing from darkness to light. The holy place is called a dark place, or it's called night. Second Peter, thank you. Psalm 134. Come bless the Lord, ye all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. So night is the sanctuary. It has burning light. But that light is not enough to take away all the darkness. So has it ever happened to you before that you're in a very dark place and all of a sudden they brought light? There's a way that your eyes... So when you move from the holy place to the most holy and they don't regulate the light, you can go blind. Yes. So they trim that light. The light is regulated by, there's a power that regulates understanding. So it is as you journey that they increase understanding. Can we say amen? Amen. So the meal increases, the milk gradually begins to increase. Take me back there. For the abundance of milk, look at that. And it shall come to pass that for the abundance of milk, they shall give that they shall give. He shall eat what? Butter. So because it's good to read those two verses. If I, you know, professor, it's even good to read verse 22 before verse 15. If you understand. So they are saying that you can't just eat butter. You must drink milk until you now meet butter. Oh, you didn't get what I said? So because it is the butter that trains you to choose the good. So when you are drinking the milk, you are still innocent. All right? You will now take the milk, which all this is their everlasting life. Oh. But you now take the milk, then you now reach butter. When you now eat that butter, you now know how to choose good and refuse evil. So it means that you will not know evil and good. Take me to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Are you with me? Yeah. Glory to God. Verse 12. Okay, verse 13. For everyone that uses milk. Start from verse 12. This is very important. Are you with me? Are you with me? For when the time you ought to be teachers, ye need one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And I become such that I have need of milk and not what? Strong meat. Can we say amen? Amen. So strong meat is the doctrine of the Father or the doctrine of the Son of God. All right? So now look at what he now says, because verse 13 is the link. For everyone that useth what? Milk is what? In the world of righteousness. For he is what? Is still a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of what? Full age. So this full age, can we say amen? Everybody say full age. Now, those full age are those that have taken milk. You will need milk to arrive at full age. When they say you have full age, it means that you have judgment to choose good and refuse evil. So until you partake of the milk of the Father. Amen. Oh, Michael Gemini, you don't have what it takes to choose good. So even a spiritual man that has not taken milk of the Father can choose evil. It's a zone that is beyond him. Yes, he can. He will need to take milk. Can we say amen? Amen. For strongly belonging to them that are fully, even those, he now specified, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to what? Discern both good and evil. Alright? So, you can't discern both good and evil except you take of butter. So, you have used milk to get to butter. Take me back to Isaiah 7 verse 22. Can we say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. I think God wants me to start from John. You can't just move into Revelation like that. You need to lay slabs from John, the epistles of John. You need to lay good slabs from there. Can we all say amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now it shall come to pass for the abundance of milk that they shall give. He shall eat butter. For butter and honey shall everyone eat. Everyone. So all those babes, they all come as babes, but they all don't remain as babes. So all the people that, you know, you have little children, young men, all of them took. First of all, they all took what? Milk. And they now took what? Butter and honey. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, thank God for God's servant. When he came, you know, he would say some little thing. He may not go so much into it, but I'll just see an addition. So I didn't know some. There are even divisions here. So you have butter and honey is the food of little children. The second class of little children. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So they will take butter and honey. Then the food of the young men is the word of God. So that is the word of God. That's so then now you, so you now move from butter and honey into, can we say amen? Into the incorruptible seed, the word of God that liveth and abideth. If you can draw it so you don't forget. So we are taking our time. I didn't used to divide it like this also before. So you move from milk to butter to honey. So milk to butter to honey is what matures you from babe to from babe to little children to young men. So those young men are the servants in the book of Revelation. They have even journeyed beyond that. So, but there are churches of the servants of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus. Can we say amen? I can't hear you say amen. So meaning in the book of Revelation, you had young men and even fathers. Who are the fathers? Those that had the word from the beginning. So those fathers have moved into blood. They have moved into blood. How I know is chapter 5 of John. So Jesus has come both by water, not water only, but by blood. So it means that the churches in the book of Revelation had all representations. They had little children that were taking milk. They had the other class of little children that were taking butter and honey so that they can choose the good word of God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So then you now had the young men that had the word. The word of God that liveth and abides. Can we say amen? Then you now had fathers that already had moved into covenant and testimony. So for you to have the word that was from the beginning, you must have had access to covenant. What did I say you must have had access to? I'm going to take them to teach the process of journeying into covenant and testimony. But for you to now say, I write unto you fathers, for you have known him that was from the beginning. So those fathers, these fathers, they are not yet fathers that have the seal of the true God. But they are fathers that were handling testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. Why? Because they had known him that was from the beginning. Glory to God. All right, let's go back. How do we journey here? Take me back to. So take me back to Jeremiah. So I'm showing you that the everlasting service begins from the living God. It climaxes in the true God. All right. But I'm showing you that he says, but the Lord is the true God, the living God, and the everlasting King. All right? So you can come into the everlasting kingdom. You need to make some journey a little bit. By the time you are entering into the living God, can we say amen?
Amen.
Pastor C.G., when you are entering into the world of the living God, you are already a young man that is handling the word of God, which is the incorruptible seed. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Oh, I can't hear your amen again. Please follow me very well. So the living God is the wand of the word of God. What did I say? Say that again. The true God is the wand of the testimony. The true God is the wand of the testimony and the prophecy. Just write that down. I'll break that down as I go into the teaching. So, I now knew what the epistle of John was for. It's not too difficult to understand the epistle of John. Because the epistle of John is preparation for book of Revelation. Yes. Can we say amen? Actually, those epistles were written around the same time. But I think the book of Revelation actually is the climax of the Bible. Believe me. Looking at it over and over again is the climax of the Bible. You will know by the last two chapters. It's the climax of the Bible. So it was not ordinary that it's the last book of the Bible. It is the climax of Revelation, because it is in the book of Revelation that we see the seal of the living God, the seal of the true God, and the seal of the only true God. What did I say we find in the book of Revelation?
Seal of the living God.
Uh-huh.
Seal of the true God.
Uh-huh. What did I say? We'll find the book of Revelation. So we see book of Revelation perfects everlasting life and opens into the world of eternal life. So that's why I said book of Revelation is a climax of scripture or the journey in this dispensation. Can we say amen? So that's why I said we'll be looking at Revelation and John, you know, and other epistles simultaneously so that we can properly interpret them. I can't hear you say amen. Hallelujah. 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 So the appearing of the Son of God in 1 John chapter 5 is to climax the service from service of the living God to service of the true God. Now look at 1 John chapter 2 quickly. Thank you. Brethren, I write, verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have had from the beginning. The word. So the word you have had from the beginning is the word of God. Which are the two criteria for the reason why the book of Revelation was written. The book of Revelation was written because they had to climax service. The churches had already had access to word of God and had access to testimony. And they needed further assistance so that they could climax service. Why? They were warring the dragon. So the book of Revelation, Pastor CJ, is to give skill to overcome the dragon. What did I say the book of Revelation is? It's part of the thing he is doing of many things. Is to supply skill. You see, an understanding to know him that is true. Is an understanding to demystify the dragon. You're not able to demystify the dragon outside knowing him that is true. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So true climax in prophecy. True climax in prophecy. So you have not come into true. You cannot stand in the revelation of the true God without the prophecy. The book of prophecy. So that book of prophecy is to raise true servants or witnesses of the true God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So those churches in the book of Revelation, sir, they were warring, sir. They were warring. So John had to bring an understanding. Yeah? So all those writings were understanding. They were understanding given to them to strengthen. Because what they were facing was the dragon, which was functioning as an hinderer. Who is an hinderer? Somebody stopping you from finishing your works. Now, there's no church in the book of Revelation that did not have works. All of them had works. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So, but you can have works that are not completed. So, as long as your works are not finished, you cannot stand in him that is true. So, all those doctrines that were plaguing the churches, the doctrine of Nicolaitans. A lot of people have a wrong. They say Nicolaitan means, let me not even go. You know. Now, all those doctrines. I know some churches that don't like leadership, they always use that. That Nico means church that he used to control people. We should not have leaders. That's rubbish. There's no proof of that in scripture. All those doctrines, I think I've taught them before. They were pollutions of the dragon. To stop the servants from perfecting service. So they were actually the same thing. They were just different shades. So doctrine of Nicolaitans, doctrine of Balaam, and doctrine of Jezebel were the same thing. They were teaching them to commit fornication and adultery. That's all. What is idolatry? Idolatration. Adultery. Adulteration. Mean mixture. Mixture of service. Idolatry. Idol. My little children, stay away from idols. So idols, there are also filthinesses. There are filthinesses at all degrees. There are some filthinesses that they are high filthiness. You don't even know they exist. You need light of the true God to X-ray them. Can we say amen? Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So, the Son of God must appear to bring perfection of understanding, not just of the word. So, by the time they were writing the epistle of John, you had servants of the word of God already, or servants of the incorruptible seed, because this was everlasting service. Some of them had moved into servants of the blood, meaning they were already servants in the testimony of Jesus. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Okay, let me go to chapter 5 because I need to carry everybody along. Hallelujah. If this is your first time in class, you are welcome. Amen. Look at that. So let's see First John chapter 5, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Look at that. This is he that came by water. So this is the Son of God. He's referring to this same Son of God. So the Son of God has appearance. What did I say? Let's say that again. So the Son of God appears as water. Now, what is water? Water is the way of the word. Now, you can't have water without word. So it is actually, if I want to paint it, it is bread, water, and blood. What did I say? You are not talking to me. But that bread must be made water. Cast your bread upon many waters. After many days, you'll find it. Meaning what you'll find is water. If you put bread inside water, after many days, what would the bread become? See, it's going to become bread. They're just showing you that when you start with incorruptible seed will bring you into the spirit. Bring it into ways. Now, incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, that liveth and abide forever, is the precept. Can we say amen? It's precept, it's knowledge that they begin you with before they cut covenant with you. So they can't bring you into the era of covenant, which is in the blood, except you go through the word. Can we say amen? Which is the bread. Can we all say amen? Glory to God. I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So another word for water. Water is the spirit of the word. What did I say? So, you can't even have access to water without bread, without incorruptible seed. So, Jesus has, as the Son of God, has many appearings in everlasting service to make you stand fully in him that is true. So it's a long journey from the bread to the cup. Can we say amen?
Amen.
And like I said, I've taught you before. I said, when you say blood, there is no blood without water. So that water is the water of the blood. Don't think of water separately. It's what you go through water to find blood. Just like in human blood, you can't access blood without water. Can we say amen? So water is transition for covenant. Write it down. Water is transition for covenant. It's the spirit of the word that transitions you into the world of cutting covenant and entering into the testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is in the cup. You find testimony in the blood. Can we say amen?
Amen.
You find the testimony of Jesus in his blood. You find covenant in his blood. There are doctrines in the blood. So there's a revelation of Jesus as water. And there's a revelation of Jesus as what? Blood. The Son of God. Can you see what John is writing here? Can we say amen? I can't hear you say amen. So look at verse 5 again. Let me take my time here. Amen. So we see that overcometh the world. Huh? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This world here they are talking about is not the world of darkness. It's the world of wickedness. All shades of wickedness. There is a world that lies in some wickedness. There's a world of darkness. There's a world of wickedness. Now, even wickedness are in categories. Just like we have spiritual wickedness in what? High places. Meaning they are in degrees of strength. Now, there is a world that lieth in wickedness. Can we say amen? Oh, you are not following me. What did I say? There is a world that lieth in all wickedness. Now, before you get into the world that lieth in wickedness, and all wickedness. You have a world that lies in darkness. That's the world that the word of Christ can overcome. But the world of wickedness, you need the living word of God to begin to war. You need the incorruptible seed to begin to undo certain strata of wickedness. Then for you to now handle all wickedness, which is what the dragon is. The dragon is not just the wicked one. It's the most wicked one. Holy Pastor Divinity has done it again. So they are wicked guys. They are not as wicked as Satan. That's how we have spiritual wickedness. Come on, spiritual wickedness, where? So meaning they are guys that, so they are weak. Have you ever heard say this guy who is wicked? There's a way you call that wicked. Or boy, wicked. So Satan is the prince of wickedness. Meaning he is all wicked. No, so his boys are not as wicked as him. He was the one that taught them wickedness. And he didn't teach them everything. Come on, what did I say? Satan did not teach nobody everything. It is all wickedness that gave him leverage over those guys. So they have portions of wickedness, but they don't have all wickedness in him. So the only person that Satan unveiled all wickedness to is the beast. That's his real son. And he was a man. Now, why Satan did that? Not like because he liked it. He didn't have a choice. He has been cut down from the air. He didn't have a choice. They have cut him down from the air. So he needs to raise his own son. Like the Son of God drawed all men. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. The beast also drawed worship. So you need to understand. Satan knows how to pervert holy things or sacred things of God. So Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. So okay, let me also have my son. Now Satan has been in the air. He was cut down after the man child took the throne of God. Was cut up to God on his throne. He was cut down by Michael and his angels. I'm teaching Revelation 13. Once he got cut down, the next thing he did, Revelation 13, is that he found a man that could take all wickedness. So even men can't take all wickedness. So even Hitler was not all wicked. That was not the most wicked man I ever worked. Hitler wicked. No, Hitler was wicked, but not he was not most wicked. So we have had wicked men. Cain was wicked. And when you say wickedness, there's a way you think wickedness is ISIS kind of wickedness. A wicked man is one that can create an alternative from God. That, and they are wicked men are men of ways. The way of Cain. If you meet Cain, Cain will barb you away from God. He will barb your head. Just like a son of Cain was a man called Nimrod. Nimrod. He has a rod, sir. He was a rod. So Nimrod was building a tower unto God. He used men. He was raising an army against God. So all those men were using, they were his army. Goto, goto. That's what they were saying. Goto, 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 goto. They were determined. I just see Nimrod. They were all walking like machine. Goto, 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 goto. One man was able to raise men. The only thing was in their heart that they would build a tower. I don't know, I may be wrong. I believe this thing is more than building a physical tower. You know the way they show us in my book of Bible story? How many of you read my book of that yellow book? At times those things, there's a way they make you see revelation. I doubt it because these men were not foolish. Like they can build a tower that will enter into space. I think it was more than skyscraper. I'm not sure. I think that they were trying to arc into God. There was a civilization of life they were building. There was a system of life they were building that was going to take them to God. They were trying to have an alternative way to get to God outside the way of God. So that's what I said. That's a wicked. Wickedness is to give you an alternative. So Satan has been having all kinds of... So there was one that he found. He called him the beast. And that one did one thing. He said the whole world wondered after the beast. Someone said, I cannot wonder. We know him in Jesus' name. I will know. You can't know anything. So if you have not eaten butter and honey and taken the incorruptible word and moving to testimony, sir, you cannot know anything, sir. Can we say amen? Now, the beast was not just anything. The beast was a wonder. What did I say the beast was? Now, if the beast was a wonder, it means the beast was a star. It was a star. You know, I mean, think of stars. Stars, they bypass your reasoning. If you meet a star, you don't... I mean, somebody can meet a star, and honestly, a sister that is Coco, you know, the spirit Coco sister, meets a star, and her sense goes off. Because star, they draw your lust. They appeal to your lust. They go beyond your reasoning. I just abandoned this guy. Before you know, you start dancing to the music of a star. You just remember that your own sister starts speaking the sharp. It's beyond that. When Michael Jackson was alive, people will see him and they will faint. So it's not only pastors that slay people. I'm telling you, sir. Sir, Michael, they slay people, sir. I touched him. I touched him. Maybe some of you don't know Michael Jackson. They never born in that time. It's true now. We have Gen Z's in the house. I touched him. I touched him. Ooh. Some people have an attack. So that was a falling star. That's a falling. Those are stars. They are still lower stars. Satan has planned to raise his own wonders. See, the kind of wonders Satan will raise are bright souls. Michael was not so much bright, he was just talented. So that's a level of star. But the star, you know, because stars also have glories. So, but you see, the stars that Satan will raise are bright guys. They are very bright. Can we say amen? Amen. They are very bright. You know, I'm not saying that Elon Musk is a negative star yet. I believe people say he's born again. I'm not sure. I believe the Bible says we should believe the best of all men. But look at, there's a way Elon talks. He does not see your world. Elon's already seen how he will live in Mars. I'm sure Elon can convince some people to vacate Earth. The way he's talking. He's very bright. He does not think like a normal man. So many people are just thinking how to jack up to America. Elon is thinking America is low. How can we go to Mars? How can we live Earth? You understand? So that's another level of vanity. It's a higher vanity. He has moved beyond our level of vanity. He's already taking certain vanity. So the earth looks like a playground for him. The earth is low to him. He's thinking, let's leave this earth. This place is a small place. Let's explore the universe. That's a bright soul. That guy can convince. If Elon enters some churches, some pastor will change their message. Become like Elon. Become like Elon. They will change their message, sir. Because that is a wonder. When you say a wonder, you are wondering. So when the world saw the beast, think about it. What kind of man will take so much worship? Remember that Jesus draw all men. This guy is going to draw all men to Satan. So it is... Satan was trying to use this guy to boost himself because he had been cut to the ground. He wants to gain ascendancy back. And ascendancy is by worship. Yeah. Amen. I don't know if I'm getting... Am I getting your attention? Yeah. So your relevance as a God is tied to how many people are worshiping you. Yeah. It's tied to how many people see how important you are. Yeah. Sir, if everybody turns their back against you, you lose your importance. Yeah. That's why some Yoruba gods have become relic. Sir, I want your Obere Ogun, sir. In those days, if you try Ogun, when they say that Ogun, you curse, they say, Ogun is coming, God of thunder. People will be shaking. Now today, they say, Ogun, Egbewana. You know they fear anything. Ogun don't lose customers. You know what I'm talking about? Ogun, Amadiora, don't... Guys, don't live about your alone. Am I there? I don't lose voice. You don't understand what I'm talking about? So, a God loses potency when he loses worship. So, what the man child did was to cut worshippers. By when the man child church entered the air, they broke worship, opened the eyes of nations. So, people started departing away from idols. Isaiah 2. They were throwing away their idols away. So all of a sudden, people started breaking away from satanic worship. So Satan had to go and lose quickly. Immediately, he was cut to the ground. He first went after the woman. Oh, amen. I've gone ahead of myself. Are you following me? He could not get the woman. Then he went. The woman was showed mercy, granted access into the wilderness to be fed for a season. Then he went after the remnant of her seed. Though they have the word and have testimony. So it means that Satan will war you till you receive the book of prophecy. That's where I'm going, actually. He will war you. That's why I was warring the seven churches. They were all testimony churches. There were churches in the blood already. But you have to do the blood until you touch the book of prophecy. So that you are wired to be able to have the wisdom. Actually, what the book of prophecy does, it delivers the understanding to crush the dragon, to cut down, to overcome the dragon, and to stand fully in the glory of the true God. So, Revelation 13, the whole world wondered. Let me just read Revelation 13, right? Amen. Well, like I said, we'll be entering the book of Revelation like that. Going in, going out, checking epistles. Are you with me? I'm not sure you are with me. Now, let's start from verse 1, Revelation 13, then I'll go back. Glory to God. All right. So, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. This is the incarnate of the dragon. All right. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. And upon his heads, the name. Look at that. Upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. Amen. The name of blasphemy. So this is his empowerment to speak in Daniel chapter 7. He said he spoke boastful words. This is an empowerment. It's that name of blasphemy. All right? So it means that the beast was sealed in the forehead. Because the name of blasphemy is the name of a work inside the beast. A work was done. Now, this is not a special guy that they have been grooming in Germany or Russia. If you have watched movies a lot, you know, those old men, all those old, you know, we watched those movies when we were growing up. They said that the Antichrist is a son that a jackal slept with a woman. A jackal is a dog. Slept with a woman and now gave back to the beast. So it's not, he's a boy, but he's a dog on the inside. So it's not a normal child. Because nobody wants to think that how can somebody become, how can somebody give birth, a woman give birth to a wicked son like this? So it was somebody that gave birth to Hitler. Amen. Wicked people, all kind of wicked people. Napoleon Bonaparte, there's this guy, King Leopold, that killed Africans like crazy. How many of you know that guy? Eh? What was his name? One Leopold, yes, I think he's from Belgium or France. The guy killed Africans like crazy. For killing people, thousands, millions of Africans. Wicked people don't walk out his head, sir. Can we say amen? Are people are not answering me again? Yeah. So now everybody has the seed of wickedness in them. Or let me not say seed, the gene of wickedness. Amen. We have the gene of wickedness. So when the world trains you to a point, that's why you're not supposed to love this world. When this world trains you to a point, you can receive of Satan's incorruptible seed. Yes, and use yourself. So Pastor, all those men that did wicked, only God knows, maybe they taught incorruptible seed of Satan. That taught them, they just had sense to be wicked. They had understanding, revelation to be wicked. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust Satan. Some men already are on this earth and are like, they are already incorruptible wicked men. As I speak, they are already on the earth. Incorruptible wicked men. Many of them are in America. That's why God raised Trump. I'm not saying Trump is perfect, but God raised him to war some of those men. If you know what they had, terrible plans, some things that you cannot even imagine. Imagine indoctrinating children concerning gender. So Trump got there the first day he entered office. He said, America has only two gender. There might be a law transformer. You need that kind of crazy president to lead a nation like that. We have only two gender, male and female. If you try me, that's what he's telling me. If you try me, sir, then he, because already you already had female doing male sports, male doing female sports. He canceled all those things. You are doing boxing, women boxing. You are fighting a guy. Sir, a share you have to, sir. The blow, he go blow. You don't be woman blow, sir. Amen. There's a guy they call Risky. I don't call his full name in Nigeria. That one, he's a guy. If he slap you, sir, don't be woman slap you. He's a very risky person. You know what I'm talking about? That one is not a woman, amen. So there is already incorruptible kind of wickedness on the earth. Satan is just They're also pushing. So at times they also need certain kind of governments to create the environment for them so that they will flourish. God showed us mercy. Can we say amen?
Amen.
God showed us mercy with Trump, I'm telling you. Because people are afraid of him. So even if you want to do your own in that country, you are just afraid of this guy like with him, boy. Yeah, you know that kind of thing. So people are just cautious. If I catch any gay person there, you are gay. Talk saying you are gay. You know that kind of thing. People are just saying, hey! Because before now, they are bold. They come out. Yeah. They are bold. They are spreading their way. Now everybody, nobody, they say they are gay now. So all the gay guys now, eh? All the gay guys don't know, sir. So guys, gay guys don't know, sir. All the ones when they do like woman. When I went to UK, you know, me and mommy went to, you know, one store. I saw one guy. I didn't even know what I can call him. Is he man or woman? Those guys will be normal. Now, if you're in America, you have to be normal. If you're if you do like this, you won't use that. You know, gay guys, they do like this. You know, gay guys, they do like this. Sir, now you don't do like this, you do like this. They catch you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is it. But the world will push to this point. Taking back to Revelation 13. Verse 2. I'm going somewhere. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. And his feet was like the feet of bear. And his mouth was the mouth of a lion. So these are the combinations of all the perversions of empires on the earth. Leopard is Greece. Bear is Persia. Lion is Babylon. And the dragon gave him what? Look at that. Gave him his power, his seat, and what? Great authority. All right? It's not easy to give someone all these three things. Amen. So the dragon gave him his word, his testimony, and his prophecy. Everything. Satan didn't keep anything, sir. Everything. Because the prophet is just an incarnate of the first. He gave him everything. He poured out himself. For him to have seat and great authority. Eh? Because to stay on the throne is to identify with the authority of God. In his eternal blessing. So this is a perversion of everlasting and eternal promises. That Satan packaged and pumped into a man. Now look at verse 3. Now, and I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. God is not the one that healed it. Eh? And all the world wondered after the beast. All the world wondered after the beast. So this was a man that was bright. It's a bright man. Vast, bright man. This is not a talented man. It's not talent. This one is not talent. Like somebody's talent, someone can play guitar. Or can say, yes. And people are crying. No, it's not this one. This one has folly wisdom. Yeah, he can convince people. Amen. He can convince the whole world, not just some, the whole world. The whole world wondered after the beast. Look at what they said. Because wonder attracts worship. So that's why Satan was wonder. At this point, remember that Satan was a wonder in Revelation 12. The dragon was a wonder. And the wonder was cut down. So Satan raised another wonder. I know you are not getting what I'm saying. Amen. I hope I'm not pumping so much to you. Glory to God. So they worship the dragon. No. They worship the dragon. Look at that. Which gave power unto the beast. So the dragon, the beast, was the son of the dragon. is a perversion of the Son of God. They worship the dragon. And this is what Satan really wanted. Satan needed worship to fly back. His wings were plucked off. He needed worship to ascend back. Can we say amen? So they worshiped the dragon and gave what? Power, that gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast. Who is like unto the beast? Is it not like? Who is like unto the Lord? Who is like unto you? So this was like an holy man. Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to what? Make war with him. Meaning none can conquer this one. This is the peak of civilization of man. Meaning human civilization has come to stay. So this is an everlasting perfection of what? Perverse man. So at this time, thank God that everlasting light is already flourishing on the earth. Without everlasting light, you can't even discern the beast. Believers will be part of people that we wonder after him. You know, at times you always think that the beast is somebody we quickly know. Somebody you quickly know. No, you not quickly know him. You'll be very appreciated. Omoluabi, you know what I'm talking about? Omodadani. Who talk sense. He knows how to even bring peace. Some kind of peace. Broker peace, well. Cause things to be good. We don't need to fight. The beast cannot be a rough person. Very clean. He cuts across. He cannot be tied to one religion. He will cut across everybody. Christians will like him. Muslims will like him. Buddhists will like him. Businessmen will like him. Politicians will like him. Women will like him. Meaning he will have what women like. Men will like him. All men, even children will shout, oh, yo, yo. Oh, yo, yo. Well, you're not getting what I'm saying. Glory to God. Now, how did I get here? The dragon was worrying the churches. So what the beast have is the hedge. What is in the head of the dragon that Satan taught the beast? So it was the dragon that warned those seven churches. Why they had to, I'm just showing you, why they had to bring them into the dominion of perfect light. Light that is truth. Can we say amen? I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So let's go back to 1 John. Hallelujah. We'll come back to Revelation. Are we learning anything?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So I've showed you the categories of people in the everlasting dominion. Babes, little children, young men, fathers. So you can't have access to the book of prophecy until you come to become a father. Meaning you already have covenant and testimony. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So all of them have to be fathers. All of them have to be fathers. So it was a procession. The fathers had access both into the water and the blood. All right? So Jesus came, like I said, thank you, that there's a world in wickedness. In verse 18, it says, the old world lieth in wickedness. The old world, not some of it, the old world. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
And we know that we have God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. So this is the world of full wickedness. All right? And you will need the revelation of the true God to overcome all wickedness. What did I say? Write that down. You need the revelation of the true God. Meaning, you need a revelation of water and blood to overcome all stratas of wickedness. All right? So, that is why the Son of God has to come, not just as water, but as also what? Blood. All right? Take me back up. So, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only. Not by water only, but by what? Water and blood. Look at that. So, water. So, the first, the dominion of the living God is the dominion of water. Because the dominion of the living God will climax in water. The dominion of the living, of the true God is a dominion of what? Of blood. So they are saying that it's not enough to know the Son of God as water alone. Why? You will not be able to perfect service. Huh? You can't finish service. Your service will not be finished until you come into the revelation of the Son of God that is in the blood. So it is the Spirit that beareth witness, and the Spirit is truth. Because the Spirit is truth. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Take me to 1 John chapter 3, quickly. Let's still keep laying foundations. All right? 1 John chapter 3. So, like I said, so the appearing of the Son of God is to bring the churches from the economy of knowing the Son, knowing Him as the living God only. So now they now to now know Him that is the true God. So like I said, that the book of Revelation, you see all those access. You see the seal of the living God, then the seal of the true God, then you now see the name of the only true God. So they are showing you the transition. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So that's the full spectrum of access into eternal life. Now, you need to understand that everlasting life is the beginning of eternal life. So, everlasting life is, or incorruptible life, is the beginning of eternal life. So that's why I've taught, if I say eternal life is twin. It's the knowledge of the true God and the only true God. You have to go through the true God. That's why it says, we are in Him that is true. Huh? It says, and this is the true God. And we are in Him that is true. Even in the Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God, comma. How will I have known? See, this is how I know. This is the true God, comma, and eternal life. So, they are saying two different things here. The true God and eternal life. Eternal life. The true God there is, like I said, the beginning of eternal life. Eternal life there is the knowledge. Eh? Can we say amen?
Amen?
Of the true God and eternal life, comma, and eternal life. Eternal life, that they may know Him, who is the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom what? Thou hast sent. So you begin to know eternal life from everlasting life. That's just the truth. You begin to know eternal life from the true God. Eternal life is the beginning of the creation of God. Everlasting life, rather, is the beginning of the creation of God. So that's why some people argue and argue and argue and argue. Everlasting life is just a condescension of eternal life, accessible to man. So you need everlasting life to come into eternal domain that is before time began. Now, eternal life is the life in the Godhead. What did I say eternal life is? Come on, say it to. Let me settle here a little bit and let's just labor here. It's a life in the Godhead. That's the raw life in the Godhead. Okay, all right? And it's a promise for man. Now someone said, Pastor, I don't like the way you ask to belittle salvation. I already have eternal life. So what do they use it for? Pastor Onesimus, what if you have eternal life now in your spirit, what is it there for? Why do you have it? What's eternal life? What did I say? Well, why are you not answering me? You never need to be solid because you need to be able to answer your detractors. Some people can confuse you if you are not grounded. So what do you need eternal life for? Because you see, it's a promise. Eternal life is not what you had at new birth. Eternal life is the life on the throne. And nobody is seated on the throne. Except he has eternal life. So he said, oh, no, but I'm seated on the throne. No, you are not seated on the throne. What did I say? Nobody is answering me. You are not. Jesus is the one seated on the throne. And even Jesus Christ overcame. While Jesus was on the earth, he was not on the throne. Believe me, as anointed as he was, as sinless as he was, he was a sinless man that was walking on the earth. He was not on the throne. While Jesus had to obey the curriculum of salvation to be adopted to the throne, he was adopted. So he had to finish sacrifice of obedience. That's what Hebrews 5 was talking about. Then he was adopted as the first man on the throne. So because the throne is not an exclusive place only for the Son of God. It is for the Son and his brethren. Yeah. What did I say it's for? Those that have entered into fellowship of the Son of God. They are the ones that also have access to the throne. So the man-child church being caught up to God and the throne. Some people say it's rapture. It's not rapture. It is a change of estate. Amen. I need you to flow with me. What did I say it is? It's a change of estate. So, while the man-child church was in the womb, they became true. Yeah. Meaning they came into the seal of the true God. Yeah. So when he left, actually when he left the womb, he was ready to be cut off. There was nothing Satan could do. Even before the man-child left the womb, he had already overcome the dragon. You don't understand? He had already, because you cannot have the seal, listen to this, you cannot have the seal of the true God, which is the name of the Father, written on your forehead without prophecy. So that was already a prophetic baby. What did I say the man child was? He was already more than what the dragon can undo. So me, I'm just saying the man child first come out and just look at the dragon and say, you? He didn't run away. You don't understand? The Bible says when he was born, he was caught up to God immediately. But I am saying that if we first look at the man child, first look at you. But why would you bear? The man child was more than the dragon. So, Pastor, the seal of the true God or the name of the Father is for to be lifted to God and the throne. That's just what you need that name for. That final authentication is just to lift you into another estate. So you now move from the estate of everlasting dominion into the estate of the Godhead. You move into Godhead. So I'm just saying this just to clarify doubts. That eternal life is a promise. It's an estate in God that is a promise for us. And that's why they sent Jesus. Can we say amen? You cannot, God cannot promise you what you already have. Yes, All right? So like I said, and when you want to teach it, you have to teach it from Genesis. The first man was a living soul. So God breathed into him. So God gave him life. Now believe me, the Bible says, and God breathed into his nose and he began. Do you think it was oxygen? Thank you, sir. Everybody say breath.
Breath.
Oh, I'm not getting. Everybody say breath.
Breath.
So breath. So it means that what they gave Adam was a sealing. It was an understanding, but it was now a seal. It was a sealing for what had been inside. So when they built that living soul man, God had put all the components of a living soul inside him. He had walks inside him. Just like Satan had tablets and pipes. Adam had walks of the living son. He was a son of man. Everybody say son of man. So a son of man is a walk of laws. So it means that God put walks inside his soul. That soul was not an empty soul like our own soul. In quotes, what I mean, even our own soul is not even empty. That's death inside. So that soul already had components or laws of the living God. It didn't just have laws of the living God. I believe all the thing that makes man, man was already there. Your physical features, all your all the systems were there. Then God now puts virtue into the soul. Understanding. Can we say amen? He was already, and then he had oxygen. Well, of course, he will have oxygen. Oxygen was, he was already breathing. But he had not come into the understanding of a living soul. So the Bible says, and God breathed. Come on, can we say amen?
Amen.
Into the breath, everybody say breath of life.
Breath of life.
Come on, say breath of life.
Breath of life.
This is the breath of living life. So he already had the walk of living life. Meaning he has the laws inside. Breath there was just a seal.
Yes, sir.
And bring him into an understanding. So when Adam woke up, he woke up with an understanding.
Yes,
he knew how to become a son of God. He didn't learn it. Nobody taught him to name anything. Nobody taught him anything. No, there was no, he was, the only thing God was coming to teach him, I perceive, the Father came to him at the cool of the day to just teach him more of knowing God. But Adam did not learn anything concerning creation.
Yeah.
Automatically, he knew about the stars.
Yeah.
He knew about the water.
Yeah.
He knew about whale. He knew about sharks. He knew about anything that were beneath him.
Yes, sir.
Anything concerning creation. This one that you are going to school to learn stars. Adam knew it.
Yeah.
I watched one movie, Lucy.
Yeah.
Who taught that girl? Adam knew everything. He knew everything. He knew about stars. He knew about it. He was a conferrer of nature. He could designate function. Because like Sam Hill said, all were created. What is man that thou mindful of him? And the son of man that thou what? So that visitation was what the Father came to do in the cool of the day. It was a visitation of an understanding. So it was a living son. I believe. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Adam was, amen, was a son in the dominion of the living life of everlasting life. And he was sinless. But yet he was not deathless. So, well, if you look at the measurement of incorruptible life, incorruptible, undefined, unfading, Abraham was incorruptible. He had incorruptible life, not all. But he didn't have unfading. He didn't have undefiled and unfading. Because those other two, you get them in the blood. So what the Father was coming to do to Abraham was to move him into testimony.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Abraham had to come into blood. Can we say amen? I believe that he had, the Bible says he was crowned with glory and honor. So he had crowns. If he had crowns, it means that he had all the works. So he was not looking for another work anymore in that dimension. So the only thing that remained for him was to journey further. So that kind of life, the tree of life was before him. Because once you have the seal of the living God, you have an understanding. You already can understand the true God. And the promise of eternal life is more reachable. So, the promise of eternal life in the tree was not far from Adam. Amen. Hallelujah. It was not far from. So, I believe that was what was before him. All right? If this guy obeyed God to the end, Jesus wouldn't have come. Believe me. So you will have taken ascension. So God wanted to adopt him to the heavens. That was the plan, that he will grow and take ascension in understanding. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So they wanted to make him a full heavenly man. He was not yet a full. He was an heavenly man. But he was not a fool. He had heaven, but not all heavens. So God had planned to bring Adam into all heavens. I'm just saying this. So eternal life had been a promise from the beginning of the Bible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's true.
So even the living soul man did not have it. So, no, you don't understand. No. It's Jesus. Jesus is a second Adam. Last Adam, rather. Last Adam. He only came to replace the former one. So there, Jesus began where the former one failed. What did I say? Hallelujah. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
He just began where the former one failed. So eternal life, this is my point, begins, the sense of eternal life begins from knowing the true God. Very important. It is the impartation on the understanding to know the only true God. So you need the true God to access the only true God.
Amen.
So that is what John is saying. Before I go back into, I'll just lay foundations with John. Don't worry, every Thursday will continue in this journey.
Amen.
The Lord has opened a new pathway before us. Are you interested?
Yes, sir.
So we know that the Son of God is come. All right? And he has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. So, that understanding is the coming of the Son of God as blood. He didn't just come as water, he came as blood. Because the understanding to know him that is true is in the blood. You fetch that understanding from the revelation of the Son as blood. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So, if the Son of God does not come, in blood, we will not have this understanding of him that is true. We will not know it. It says we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Even in his Son, this is the true God. So that's Jesus Christ. He is the true God. Can we say amen?
Amen?
And what? Eternal life. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So the Son of God is the only true Son. Is the true Son and the only true Son.
Yeah.
Meaning, when you know him, you know him that is true. And then you now go beyond that. You go beyond creation. Can we say amen? And that's what we see in Revelation. So let's move into Revelations briefly. Let me just introduce it. Revelation chapter 1. We'll go back to 1 John next week. All right. So the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him. All right. The revelation of Jesus, which God gave him. To show what? His servants. So stress on his servants. All right. So these are servants in the everlasting procession already. Because they are the only one that can access this revelation. So, there is service in the outer court. There is service in the holy place. Now, service in the outer court and the holy place does not pull this revelation. You must have entered into the most holy and begun service already. Because this revelation is a climaxing for climaxing of service. So meaning you have already begun. So these servants were servants of the Son of God. Amen. Or servants of the Father.
Yes, sir.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
Now when you read Romans, you know there are different kinds of servants. They are servants to God. And they are servants of God. So these are not servants to God. They are servants of God. They are already serving God.
Amen.
Now how do I know? The perfect will is being taught to them. So your will determines your service. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now even if you're in a church where they are teaching perfect service, that does not mean you will not be able to use it. That does not mean you are in perfect service. You, in an everlasting, in a church, you can have, that's why you see, can see in the book of John, you saw people have different journeys. That's how it is. So when you even hear a word, you may not be able to use that word yet because you have not done a lesser will. So if you have not done Christ well, everlasting life is not your service. You are not in that service yet. They are still trying to push you into everlasting service. All right? But the world will be like an hope for you. What did I say the world will be? Just like an hope. So revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. And like Daddy taught this so beautiful well. He said, Jesus had this when he was on the earth. So all along, Jesus was waiting for churches to reach this stage to teach this thing. Jesus could not teach it until years after. The church had to reach a place where they had both word and testimony. So meaning the church was schooled in ordinances of his appearing. There were churches of the table of God. They are needed to have the word, which is the incorruptible seed. And the testimony, which is the revelation of the Son of God as the blood.
Amen.
Or as testament.
Amen.
This was a very special time. I mean, I believe that before now, the dragon himself was not worrying. You know, Satan himself has names and versions. When you see the dragon, when you see the dragon, imagine there's a church that is already wants to become true. So to show his servants things which must surely come to pass, and he sent and signified unto what? By his angel, unto his servant John. You can see servant to servant. Can we say amen? All right, now let's just read a few verses. We'll bear record now. So these are the CV of the servants. We'll bear record of what? The word of God. So everybody say word of God.
Word of God.
Say it again.
Word of God.
Say it again.
Word of God.
So the word of God is what builds you up for everlasting service.
Amen.
So this is the incorruptible seed. First Peter chapter 1. So you need building to be in this service.
Yes, sir.
And that's why people should not play. Listen, all of you look at me. Don't play on building. Don't just say, what are they doing there? You're just learning knowledge. Oh, makaka. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. So they're just sitting there. They're just learning what? They're just learning mysteries. Somebody said that. One of my daughters, she was in this church before. Somebody confused her. It's all the Pastor Dimitri and them remember, they're only just teaching mysteries. You see, amen. This is my opinion. If you hear this kind of word and it does not interest you, I doubt your fineness in the spirit. You are not an erudite. Oh, you are not an erudite. You are just someone that is just your idea of Christianity is just to make heaven. Or at best to succeed on it. If you hear this word and it does not pull something out of you, I know what I'm talking about. I cannot, Pastor Friday, I cannot deny. One of the reasons why I gave myself to join this, but see, I read the Bible to a point that I will know. I'm saying this under the grace and mercy of God. What is next? In understanding. You can't be telling me jargons and I will follow you. Many of you didn't know me when I was a teenager. I don't take jargons, sir. I only take Bible. I can't follow anybody that teaches jargons. I don't have personal interest with anybody. There's no money I'm collecting from anybody. If I'm with daddy today, it's only on one thing. Accuracy of doctrine. Nothing more. Of course, there are other things now. We love ourselves and all that. But I'm telling you that that's just the interest. Pulling because of understanding. So they're confused. So they're just teaching mysteries. I said, don't you know that the kingdom is full of mysteries? I said, if you're not ready for mysteries, you're not ready to know God. In the New Testament, it's mysteries from mystery to mystery. Don't you know? That's what Paul was saying in Colossians chapter 2. The mystery of Christ, the mystery of Father. God. They have come again! They have come again! Why would you see something in the Bible and you take your eyes away? What kind of person are you? You see something, they wrote something there. Mystery of Christ and the Father of God. You say it doesn't matter. Before, we taught salvation in the sense that we never saw salvation as an hope. We taught it before that we all have eternal life. I taught it. But you see, I studied the Bible to a point. I had commas. I had questions. I said, okay, if I had eternal life, because I knew eternal life is the life in God. And if eternal life is the life in God, if God has it, there are certain things that God cannot do. That thing immunes him from that. So I'm now asking myself, okay, so what happened to some of these guys in 2 Peter chapter 2? What happened? So I started asking, you know, you read your Bible to the point, what happened? I thought they said we were saved. So, of course, then, when we were growing up in the faith, we now knew. We used to say that while I grew up. Then our fathers, there's no father of the faith that we hear this word and throw it away. Because it was from their mouth that we hear that we are saved. We are being saved and we shall be saved. You see, someone like Oedipo said, you can lose your salvation. I saw there was another, you know, was a minister in the body that was insulting Oedipo that he said that. But you know, the fathers knew. It is sincerity that make them new. Because even though they may not have all the knowledge to defend it, but they were talking from experience. Yes. There are some ministers that walk with God and fell off. Yes. And asked what happened to them. I thought they were saved. So now we know. Those were gaps in our understanding. We didn't know everything. We thought we knew. We thought we knew everything about salvation. That if I got born again, everything is already settled. So, I have life in my spirit. It only remains renewing my mind. That's what we thought. I remember as a young Christian. Just renew your mind. Just agree what God has done. Just agree. Sir, would you bell, sir? Just agree. Everything has been done. Just agree in your mind. It's your mind that does not agree. Just agree. It's not because of just agree. There are things that are not in your soul. There are things you don't know. And because you don't know them, they are what the enemy exploits. It's your ignorance that exploits. We said the things that everything is in my spirit. Everything is in my spirit. So everything is not in your spirit. They only awoke your spirit from dead. So even that spirit, there is still a plan for it. As they save your soul, they're strengthening your spirit. They're strengthening that spirit. Meaning they top it up. I'm saying this so that please don't lose interest in joining and understanding. If you're like that, Satan has already defeated you. You're just walking. You're just walking. It's a waste of time. Just waste of time. All these things is just waste of time. So the girl was confused. You know what I'm talking about. She went to Ado. The girl was confused. So they just... So she doesn't want to hear this understanding. Now, but another thing you check. Well, check the fruits. What about when you were hearing? What was it producing in your soul? What was it producing in your soul? So now somebody's not telling you that you are okay. Is it you prefer that one? There's one minister, he's a rascal. He's somewhere, I won't mention, he's a rascal. Very rascal. You are okay. There's nothing you are looking for. You are just okay. Just believe what God has done. So why were the apostles writing an epistle? You are not sincere. If James could say, that's why they don't like James. They hide under some aspect of Paul. They don't move into James. I said, James, they said that. Some of them said that James, as he has Judaism is what he James. That's the lady you say. James, they say, lay apart all filthiness. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Sir, you are naughty. And what? Receive with what? Meekness. The engrafted word, which is able to what? Meaning your soul is not saved. Simple. That's James telling you. Your soul is not saved, sir. So if your soul is not saved, it means that, amen, eternal life that is supposed to be an inheritance, it's not yet your inheritance. It's still a promise. Because a saved soul is a soul that has what? Eternal life.
Yes, sir.
A soul that is saved is safe. What did I say? And to be safe, you must be on the throne. So that is the purpose of the name of the true God, is to take you to the throne. That's all. Where you are decorated with eternal life. That's all. So the only safe place, is the Godhead. So that is what is called the secret place. So, Pastor CG, there is Most High, there is secret place. Most High is everlasting. He that dwelleth in what? Of the Most High. So when you enter Most High, there are dimensions in the Most High. Then you now come into a place, they call it what? Secret place. That secret place is where you have the Godhead. That's where they hide. That's what you call eternal refuge. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So I'm still saying the book of Revelation was given to complete, is to finish all the service and serve not just the true God, to serve the only true God. So you see, there are inheritances and allocations in the book of Revelation. The seal of the living God, number one. And we're going to touch that. The seal of the Father, which is the true God. The Father is both the living and true God. We know that. Then the name of the only true God. So, in the end of Revelation is to raise a tabernacle of worship. The end of Revelation is to raise the tabernacle of worship. So, that is the purpose of revelation of Jesus. The purpose of revelation of Jesus is seen in chapter 22. Let's just journey there quickly. And let me round up. I've read the first two verses. Let's now go to the last chapter. That is the purpose of the revelation of Jesus. It's not for anything. They don't use this revelation to buy car or buy house or to invest in stocks. I'm not saying it's bad. You can do. You don't need revelation of Jesus for that. You don't even need it to marry. Say amen.
Amen.
You just need revelation of Jesus for one thing: to worship God. To be a house of God. Now look at it. Now let's start from verse 1. We'll read down to verse 6 and I'll end my story. And he showed me a pure what? Pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. So this is the throne of the only true God and the only true Lamb. So this is eternal throne. Because this is the throne of the Godhead in the city, which is a stature of men.
Amen.
That God could build habitation in them. Can we say amen?
Amen.
It was Pyelton at first, Ed said this in one of his messages. He said that city is a prophetic city representing the people of God that has come into fullness. So Elton, so far, he said it's not a physical city. I heard it in my final year, so that tape. They call it Kingdom Tapes. I had it in my final year in school. He was a prophet somewhere. He saw things. Now look at verse 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on the either side of the river, was what? Was the tree of life. So tree of life. So tree of life is a promise in eternal life. What did I say? So it means that this city has eternal life inside. So the Bible began with tree of life. It ends with tree of life. So when it began with tree of life, Adam was supposed to walk there. Now it is now a man. Sir, please don't mix it up. You don't have it in your spirit yet. That's why they put it at the end of the Bible. Before you start lying that you have it. So the first man did not have it. He was supposed to journey to have it. The last people had it. Of course, we know from chapter 21. The Bible says, and now the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will what? Dwell with them forever. So that city descending from out of God, from heaven, is at the finest men that were able to change their estate into God. So they have reached the finest state that man can come into, which is the promise of God for mankind. So part of the reason why they are like that, having the glory of God, all that they had, was because they have what? Tree of life inside them. So it means that these people can give an understanding of eternal life. They can talk about that God. Sir, you can't talk about a God you don't know. It's easy for me. I'm saying this. There's a dimension I can minister from naturally. There's a dimension that Daddy can minister from. There are things he knows I don't know. So he ministers naturally from that realm. There's a dimension that a powerful minister of the gospel cannot, he can't minister from that realm. It's not his realm. So you understand? So there are levels in God. These people reach the highest level in God. So they had eternal life. So they had 12 manner of fruits. They yield 12 manner of every month. And the leaves. Now, they had fruits and they had leaves. So they did not say anything about the fruit. But they said something about the fruits. About the leaves. Same thing with Ezekiel chapter 47. They said the leaves of the tree were for what? Sir, nobody heals body in the world to come. All bodies are resurrected. You don't heal a resurrected body. So it means that so men have resurrected bodies, but their soul is still sick. People still have shortcoming. So it means that what is she soul? Dwarf soul. Dwarf soul. K-leg soul. So like it's walking like this. You understand? So that is like nose that thought it tesegbe. All kind of sickness. Things that the Bible said in Leviticus 23 that when you have them, you cannot come before God. So they have to heal you of those things one by one. If you are dwarf, they raise your height. If you cannot see, they give you hands. If you cannot smell, they give you ability to perceive. If your hands cannot hold something, you have leprosy that's cut your fingers, they will heal your hands. So the leaves of the tree were for what? Healing. Healing of wood nation, souls of men. So now, you think that they're going to be mixing leaf? Tewetebo. Tewetebo, Tewetebo! Come take Tewetebo! Nations, oh nations. Sir, nations. Only God knows how many nations. Isaka nation. Sir, it's not Tewetebo, sir. So leaves. Everybody say leaf is light. So it is activity of understanding is what that leaf represents. You mean there will be feeding nations with understanding. And feeding is what causes healing. You need to feed to be healed. Yes, sir. If you are not fed, you will not be healed. Your infirmities will remain. So the tree was for healing of nations. The leaves of the tree. The fruit of the tree is for something else. Now look at verse 3. And there shall be no more curse. This is the problem of the present creation. It's called curse. So curse is actually raw, is death. Iniquity. Sin and death. Sin and death is both the ark and the testament of death. Death is testament. Sin is the house of death. Or hell and death. So there shall, those two things are what constitute curse. He said, there shall not be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be what? In it. So meaning that what has been in men was before curse. Curse was the inheritance of man because of sin. And not his servant shall serve him. So Revelation 21 and 22 is the only true God.
Yes, sir.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Well, you are going to see the connection. Book of Revelation, very interesting. They shall see what? His face. And his name shall be where? So this is a top up of the name in Revelation 14. Revelation 14 is the name of the Father. Revelation 22 is the name of the only true God. So these ones can serve him. You guys now see. So it means you need a name to serve. They shall serve him. His name shall be where? In their foreheads. Let's read down to verse 6. And there shall be what? No night there. There shall be no candle. Neither light of the sun. So he's talking about all the lights in the different order of service. For the Lord God giving them what? Light. So this Lord God is the eternal God. Giving them his light. So now they are not, before they have used sanctuary lights, they have even used light of the sun.
Yes, sir.
That's the light of the natural man. In book of Revelation chapter 6, at sixth seal, they judge light of sun, moon, and stars. You know, sun represents seven, but in that context, talking about natural light, you know, natural light, sunlight, moonlight, starlight, they affect the earth. So, a time came where they have to, for you to come into the seal of the living God, they have to switch off those lights. So, these people have gone beyond all those lights. Now, they have even now gone more beyond the light of the sanctuary. So, they don't have candle light anymore. Because light there represents judgment. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So, light is judgment. It's an understanding. So, they will take you beyond the understanding of the holy place. They'll take you for the understanding of natural understanding. Some people don't even have holy place understanding as life. What governs your thinking is still the same way Taju thinks is how you are thinking. The same way Risi, you know Risi? Risi Katu? Surah? The way Surah thinks, that's how you think. The way Surah responds to issues of life, that's how you respond it. The way Surah wants to make it in life, that's how you want to make it in life. The way Surah wants to marry based on the cravings of the old man. That is how you want to marry. It means that the sun, moon, and stars are still what determine your course on the earth.
Yes, sir.
So they have to turn it off.
Amen.
Then a time you now graduate into using candle light, meaning you are now spiritual. Then in afterlife, they now move you into Shekinah light. Meaning you are using the glory of the everlasting God. The latter, the now says that the Lord God will give them light. So there's now the light of the eternal God.
Amen.
That's the light in the Godhead before creation. That is what those guys will be using to live. So what determines your class is your light. Your understanding is what classes you. Sir, there's no how a goat can ever think and be saying that, let's start going to school. I want to become a doctor. So you understand? Why? There's a kind of light that the goat has. You see that light? You see, you don't understand? That is the highest way. You see the way they are living? You know goats? They just move their shit on the floor.
Yeah.
They're just living life. That's their, in fact, They don't even understand. It's you that they are looking down, looking at them that they are low. They are in their world. That's what, sometimes when they look at you, they say, there's the way they are seeing you. They want to even fight you. Why is this? At times when you are stubborn, that's how you are. Has God ever upgraded your light and you saw your stubbornness as goatee? You know what I'm saying? Now look at how angels see us. When you are fighting, you are holding malice. You are strifing. Angels also that you kai. We shall know. But angels, they don't speak negative. They are holy boys. We know that they are Elohim's children. they will say bad thing. So the Lord God giving them light. Verse 6. And he said to me, these sayings are what? Faithful and what? True. Faithful. These sayings. All this thing, God will help us. There's true and faithful witness. There's faithful and true. All these ones they say in chapter 22, this one is not true and faithful witness. It's faithful and true. So this one is the understanding that brings you into eternal life.
Yes. You
see, all these things we have been saying since is faithful and true. The Lord God of what? The holy prophets sent his angel to show unto what? His servants. These things which must shortly be done. I like them done. So, what do you do? Revelation of Jesus. Oh, you didn't get that. So, it is they brought that revelation of Jesus to be done. It means the churches have come to the place of the blood. So, they needed this revelation to be done so that they can come into the full promise of eternal life. That's why all the promises, all the seven churches in the book of Revelation were eternal promises. Some everlasting. Some everlasting eternal. When we begin to look at that, you will see some of them like that. But they were all promises in eternal life, in the original sense. So they are saying that, the reason why the revelation of Jesus is coming is so that these things can be shortly be done. So what is the purpose of revelation? To do it! Thank you. The purpose of the book of prophecy is for servants to do a work. Let it be. They call it a short walk. Everybody say short walk. That it may be done shortly. Shortly be done. Next verse. Behold, I come quickly. So there are two comings. There's a coming that he comes with works.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 11. There's a come that he comes with what? Reward. Now, when he's coming, it's different when he's coming quickly. Yeah. When he's coming with works. And that's why, so those churches went far. May we have those churches on the earth?
Yeah.
I don't think we are at the stage of those churches. Because they already had works. When Jesus descended into their midst and was walking amidst them, he saw works, all of them. Meaning he has come before to them with works. So he was now coming. It was the season where he was now preparing to come quickly. That many of them were now falling short. From the place of his new coming, many of them were falling short. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the book. Because your blessings is threefold. With the book of prophecy. What did I say? You must read, you must hear, you must keep. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that heareth. And what? Keepeth the word of this prophecy. So it's a threefold prophecy, threefold blessing. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of the prophecy, and keepeth the things that what? Are written therein. Maybe it's possible for someone to read and he does not hear. Maybe it's possible for somebody to hear and does not keep. So look at the last one. It says, blessed is he. Take me back to 22. I'm rounding up already. Blessed is he that what? Keepeth the sayings. So this is the last blessing that seals the book. So he will first come, then he will come quickly. When he comes with works. Revelations of his works. Isaiah 62 verse 11. Behold, say to the daughter of Zion. The Lord has proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say it to the daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion is not Zion. Can we say amen? They are born of Zion. So these ones have already begun everlasting journey. They are an interplay between babes and little children. Can we say amen?
Amen.
They are already in the everlasting kingdom. Say it to the daughter of Zion. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, the reward is with thee and his work. So I believe when he says salvation is coming to Zion. Salvation is coming. It is an understanding.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
It is an understanding of the living God and the true God.
Amen.
Behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold. Look at another behold. For salvation will come first. Then behold, his reward is with him. And his what? Walk. Is before, meaning his work precedes what? His reward. So what is the purpose of his work? I like the word his work. Another word for his work is his will. My meat is to do the work, the will, and finish his work. So work is the demonstration of will. So his work is actually his will. It's his program. So his program is before him. His work is before him. His will is before him. Then his reward is with him. I like the word with him. So actually he is the reward. So this with him is actually eternal life. Go. So the reward of the revelation of Jesus is the fullness of the Son of God. Is the Son of God reigning in glory? Yeah? That is their reward, to give you themselves. So this is the reason for revelation of Jesus Christ. So the book of Revelation was given to servants to come into the fullness of the promise of Jesus before time began. Titus chapter 1 verse 2. In the hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. Which God that cannot lie promised before what? The world began. May the Lord create in us an insatiable hunger. Now let me tell you, you must not live lesser than this. This is the reason why you are living. You are not living for any other thing. Anything you are doing is subsidiary. Now listen, there is nothing you cannot drop for this. Just think about anything. Think about it. Think. There's nothing that cannot, if the Lord demands it, for you to get this, you should be able to go. Because this is the reason why you were made. So when you have this, you don't lack anything. Now, it is Satan that makes you feel that, that is how it is. That is the understanding they want you to have. They want you to come to a point where you see that the promise of God is what you are living and breathing on earth. So this is the reason why you want long life. Why do you really want long life? You are saying that, God, give me time so that I can come into this promise. And so that I can meet you the way you have designed me to be. So God has a picture of everybody in eternal life. Because you were created from eternal life. So, what he wants to meet is that when you are coming to him, he sees that picture. He says, you made it. You made it. You made it, Onesimus. You became like me. Becoming like the Son of God is the true calling for man. May the Lord grant you understanding. Come begin to talk to the Lord.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.